We read in Genesis 12, the story of Abraham, the way that Abraham is told to leave, pack up his family, and journey to a land of plenty. In Exodus 3, the story of Moses, who is told by God to pack up his family and pack up all the people of Israel and leave Egypt. To go where? To the promised land. But where was that? He didn't know. Couldn't have known. But he did as he was asked. He stepped out into the unknown. And coming forward into the New Testament, in Matthew 4, we have Jesus approaching the four fishermen and saying to them quite simply, stop what you're doing. Follow me. Did they know where they were going? Not a clue. But they'd been asked to follow the man who ultimately was God. And that's the common thread for all of these people. They were stepping out into the unknown, but they had been asked to do so by God. To start a journey that they didn't have a clue where it would end. But they knew they were following someone in whom they had the utmost faith and hope. Let's go back a little bit. On Christmas Day, those of you that were here, and most of you were, Andrew, a pastor, told us the story of Apollo 8 and the incredible Earthrise photos. And how the astronauts read passages from Genesis back to millions of people who are listening here on Earth. And they were the first ones to see this incredible photograph. Go back one, sorry, Ian, very quickly. The Earthrise. Because they'd been round to the dark side of the moon where nobody had been before. And they realised that what they were seeing was not the moonrise or the sunrise, but the Earthrise. Those three astronauts, Jim Lovell, Bill Anders, and Frank Borman, they achieved many, many firsts on that trip. You know, that journey, the Apollo 8 mission, was put together in less than 3 months. The reason for that timescale was that the Soviet Union had 3 months previously put a spacecraft with two turtles on board, two leatherback turtles, if you want to be specific, and had flown that spacecraft around the dark side of the moon, the first lunar orbit. America was so worried that the Russians would get to the moon before them. They accelerated their program. So they brought forward the Apollo 8 mission by 3 months. And because of that timescale, everybody involved with the mission, including those three astronauts themselves, only gave themselves a 1 in 3 chance of success. A 1 in 3 chance of actually taking off successfully, a 1 in 3 chance of orbiting the moon successfully, a 1 in 3 chance of getting back to Earth and landing successfully. And yet they still went. They were using a new Saturn V rocket that had only ever been used twice before. And the second time it was used, it blew up. And they were using it for the third time. Not the same rocket, obviously the same style of rocket. Again, less than 3 months to plan and prepare for a mission that would normally take a year to plan and prepare for. Yet those three men, none of them committed Christians. These guys were engineers, physicists, scientists. They were aware of God. Of course they were. But they weren't believers at that time. They were stepping out into the unknown. Instead of placing their trust and faith in God, they put their trust and faith into the years of research and the skill of the team, the skill of each other, in being able to complete this mission. They were stepping out totally into the unknown. And yet, these three scientific men, when they saw that first Earthrise, they were compelled to read verses from Genesis during their Christmas Day transmission back to Earth. Jim Lovell himself, who was the team photographer and topographer who took these photographs, is credited with saying, when he saw that, Ian, the next one, this picture, this is the Earth as God himself would see it. They were seeing something that no man had ever seen before. They are seeing the Earth as God, its creator, would see it. You know, like those men of the Old Testament, like the disciples who gave up their day jobs and followed Jesus, we face a new year full of hopes and ambitions, our own personal hopes and ambitions. And yet we cannot be sure of what lies ahead. But like those men of the Bible before us, there's one thing we can be sure of, and that's God's grace. We step out with the same faith and the same assurance that God knows what he has planned for us, and that with him beside us, behind us, and in front of us, the future is not so uncertain. We just have to have faith.